Commentator Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist at a Massachusetts state hospital. Her job often involves persuading patients to share confidences, but only when they've been appropriately forewarned.
A patient comes to the unit tilted by circumstances, confused, delusional, bereft. We're strangers to him. There's no reason to trust us. We introduce ourselves and ask him to find us in moments of fear and discomfort. Then, if he's going to need a medication guardianship or admission against his will, we add that we're obligated to tell him nothing he says to us is confidential. Every conversation is open to the scrutiny of judges and lawyers, every single one. We ask the poor patient to repeat the sentence back as if it were part of a Berlitz program. We find the chart and document that he understands. If he chooses to talk to us, which of course we hope he does, that's the whole point of therapy, he consentingly exposes himself. Everything he says can be used against him in court as evidence of insanity. At the scene of a crime, this is called the Miranda warning. In Massachusetts psychiatry, it's called the lamb. There's no woolly warmth in a lamb warning. It's physically distasteful to administer. The words are dry on your tongue, they stick coming out. You feel miserable afterwards. Once you deliver a lamb warning, no patient in his right mind will trust you. It inflames paranoia. It goes against everything you're trained to do. But if you don't deliver it, no court will allow you to treat the patient, no matter how much or how clearly he needs treatment. The other day, I told someone that I was filing a petition for his guardianship. He's a gently befuddled person, heartbreakingly eager to please, except when he's convinced of conspiracies around him. He won't take medications. Eventually, he grows terrified, tries to kill himself, and ends up in the hospital. He needs an ally in the battle for his life. I gave him the lamb warning. I told him that what we talked about wasn't confidential, because a judge would want to hear it. But I'll behave myself, he said immediately. This wasn't the point, so I tried it over. From now on, I said, he was going to have to think as if our conversations could be overheard by others. His face changed. That's a very sad thing, he said. He understood now.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.